Hi all. Well, happy Christmas to those that have arrived. We must sing longer. Yeah. Greg, seeing you. I've got a bootload of apples, of gem squash, of butternut, of beetroot, of carrots. So if anybody knows any families that need some food or anything like that, the boot is open, okay? You may want to come and take, even if yourself, whatever, please help yourselves. Yeah. Great. Oh, well, Merry Christmas to those, eh? Yeah. May you have a blessed day and experience what it is to be enriched in every way in Christ Jesus, fully blessed in Him and through Him. Good. I'm going to read. I was told there that the cows need milking soon, so we in Isaiah chapter 9, a very well-known portion of Scripture. Here in verse, well, let me go verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. And when John the Baptist is busy baptizing, this is what John also took the scripture, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoices when dividing the plunder. And we see there in that day, the yoke that burden them will be removed from them. And then it carries on and verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, for he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And then when we see when Jesus is being, when the angel was telling Mary about what's going to take place with her concerning her pregnancy, we read over here in Luke chapter 1, in verse 26, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over his house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." And then it carries on. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that," this is the reason, "so that the Son of God, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. And so we see over here where in Isaiah, when the prophet was prophesying concerning the birth of Jesus Christ, the coming of Jesus, concerning the government, the kingdom of God that Jesus would bring in and to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, we see now as the angel Gabriel is speaking to Mary, that reality fulfilling the prophecy that was released so many years ago is now becoming a reality through the child that's going to be born, Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, what is just very briefly, what I believe God wants to just to release among us here is understanding that there is no part of our life that has escaped the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay. No matter what area of our life, the King of Kings, the Kingdom of God, there's a reality of the Kingdom of God. It's a reality of righteousness that has dealt with every form of sin from conception to the end of our lives. Everything is covered by our Lord Jesus Christ and through Him in His death and His resurrection. So here we notice over here that here's a miracle. And when we looked at Isaiah, when the prophet was prophesying concerning the birth of the Son, there's this King, this Messiah that's going to be reigning forever and ever. It was interesting that God said, "My zeal will accomplish this." My zeal will accomplish this. This zeal, it's the jealousy of God. It's the passion of God. It's the incredible God has spoken. And no matter the darkness, no matter the sin, no matter the opposition, my zeal will fulfill this. And that's an important aspect, because now we see with the reality, and Mary said, how's this going to take place? My Holy Spirit's going to come and overshadow you. My zeal will accomplish this. You see, all the people are going to ridicule you because you're a virgin. All this is going to take place. My zeal is going to accomplish. This King is going to come, and this King is going to rule, and He's going to reign and establish the kingdom of God. My zeal is going to accomplish this. And so when Jesus speaks and He says, I will build my ecclesia and the gates of Hades will not prevail, my zeal will accomplish this. And this is crucial for you and I that have given our lives to Jesus Christ, to live in the reality of God's hot jealousy. Anything that is coming against us is going to be harmful for us, God's zeal will be after us. Because He's a jealous God. We've been bought and purchased with the blood of Jesus. We belong to Him. The name Jesus, He will call Him Jesus, because the name Jesus, He will save His people from their sin. He will deliver us from our sin. He will rescue us from our sin. So all this is in the announcement of the reality of Jesus Christ, what He's going to be doing in amongst you, you know, in this world. And so here we begin to realize that God's zeal is so profound. When I walk with Him, when I mess up, I have the confidence that this jealous God, this love of God is so full of divine jealousy, because this love of God is for our best. This love of God wants the best for our lives. And so I'm releasing that so that the Holy Spirit will be on your case. So when you're just stepping out into that which is harming your life, you know the zeal of God is after you. The Holy Spirit is going to be giving you truth. He's going to be on your case with truth, 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 truth. The revelation of His Son Jesus, the revelation of the Father's love, some form of truth, because He's after you. Because He loves you too much to let you be stuck in the trap that you may have stepped into. And it's not good for our lives. So be aware of the ministry of the Holy Spirit as we go into, because remember what we decreed, the increase of the kingdom and the glory of God. And this is the zeal of God will accomplish this. And so we've entered into a time, just like here with Mary, where not by might nor by power, but by Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And we've entered into this time where you're going to find yourself like totally inadequate. But the zeal of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, you will start to see the manifestation of Christ in you, doing an amazing work in people's lives. And you will know that you were incapable of doing it. But it's God's zeal. You see, it's Christ the King living within us. So here we have the birth of Jesus being announced. But what I want to share over here as well is that when the angel announced this, he said over here that this child to be born will be called holy. Holy. Will be a holy child. This holy one to be born will be the child of God, born of God. And this word holy is the most incredible word in this context, because it means not only set apart, but it means different. So this child that's being born is not going to be born the normal way. It's going to be different. It's going to be conceived by the Holy Spirit, not by man. This child that's going to be born is going to be different. Because if you're born by the flesh, you're going to have a sinful nature. You're born into sin. This child is going to be different. It's not going to have a sinful nature. So straight away, there's an announcement being made by the angel concerning Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. He's different, although in human form. He took on the nature of human, but he's different, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Not having the reality of the fallen nature. Remember when Adam and Eve was deceived and therefore sinned. But nothing happened until Adam ate. And only when Adam ate, then everything fell apart. And so we see there in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, that is not through Eve that sin came into the world. It was through man, Adam, that sin came into the world. And in Psalm 51, for instance, in verse 3, we read an amazing truth over here concerning all of humanity. We read over here, "For I know my transgressions and my sins is always before me." And it carries on, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." And so all of us are born into sin. All of us are born with the sinful nature. But not Jesus, because he is holy, he is different. And the reality of this is that the sinless one was born to set us sinful people free from the moment of conception. Why is this important? Because many, many times we are, when Moses asked the Father, he asked God, "Please come with us. Show me your glory." And God walked in front, and he said over there, you know, "My goodness and all that over there, my kindness, my mercy." But he makes a statement, and he says over there, "But I will bless the generations that are obedient, you know, 1,000 generations. But for the sins of the fathers, I will punish up to the 3rd, 4th generation." But Jesus is not born by Joseph. Jesus now has a heavenly Father conceived by the Holy Spirit. He's different. Many, many times, and you might find this very helpful as you help people, many, many, many times people are living under the influence of the sins of the fathers. And they're living their life with that baggage. They're living their life with, "Man, my father did this." Maybe you might have friends that were conceived and there's no father, you know, that disappeared, or there was a rape, whatever it may be. Here's incredible healing power to be released into their lives. Because now the blood of Christ The sinless one that was conceived. So from the moment of our conception, he brings about the salvation. So all what sin has done in mankind, Jesus now undoes that. So right there at conception, you can take and realize, but Jesus, your blood has set me free from the sins of my forefathers. I don't have to live in that shadow anymore. I'm loosed. I'm free. What a victory. And I've shared this before in my own encounter when God was sharing about the atonement and the blood of Jesus. And I'm praying and I saw in a spiritual encounter, I saw the moment when I was conceived and I saw the blood of Jesus just setting me free from all the sins of humanity. So now, because I am in Christ Jesus, I don't live as if I've got that fallen nature, because the power of the blood of Christ has freed us from the power of that fallen nature. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And that's how we can begin to live this new abundant life in Christ Jesus. That's how we experience my peace will be everlasting. That's how we can experience my joy will be upon you. That's how we can experience joy to the world, because that's the fruit of the Spirit. And that's how we can begin to live in the reality of knowing our Heavenly Father now, because the blood of Christ has redeemed us from that fallen nature of Adam. We are in Him. We've got a new nature. We've got the law of the Spirit working within us, and we are now able to live free of that. So as we have communion this morning and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, you may want to just sit and say, Jesus, your blood has freed me from the moment of conception. There's no area of my stage of my life from conception to the moment I die that you have not covered. It's done. And I'm free. Don't live in the past of your parents. Don't live in the past of your forefathers. Live in the reality Christ. And you have now have a Heavenly Father. Live in the reality of being loved by your Father in heaven. Live in that reality. Don't live by what, and I might be treading on toes over here, you know, you've got good parents, but still they were born with a fallen nature. No matter how good our parents are, all mankind is born into sin. Okay. Trapped there. And so from the moment of birth, we were programmed to be naughty. Okay. So it's not our parents' fault that we are naughty. It's because maybe you need to forgive Adam and Eve. And, but we can be free of that and experience fatherhood that our Lord Jesus has given to us. So let's have communion this morning, celebrating Jesus. You were born sinless. You were born different. You were born not like the rest of us. The zeal of God accomplished this incredible miracle of your birth, being conceived by the Holy Spirit. And because you were born sinless, you are able to deal with our moment of conception, set free from that sinful nature from the moment of conception. Hey, imagine if we start teaching our little kids from early age what Christ has done, that from an early age they can live free from the power of sin. And not, you guys all come from wonderful families, sir, but there's many, many people there that are living in the consequences of their fathers. And it's a struggle for them. We've got the message of good news. Share it. Share the gospel. Amen. For Father, thank you this morning as we just sit around and just have the communion with you, celebrating the birth of Jesus, the Holy One to be born, the Son of God, your Son, not Joseph's son. We want to thank you, Jesus, that you have covered every phase of our growing stage of our life, from conception right through to death. You have taken care of that. Thank you that you didn't come as a man, you came as a seed. Total freedom for humanity. What a privilege and a joy that we can never blame our parents for anything, because what you have done in paying the price and setting us free. What a joy that we can live totally free from the consequences of our forefathers, as we've been seeing over and over again, the sins of the forefathers in the different Freemasonries and all the different activities and the witchcraft, you name it, and the effect it has on the families. But in you, Jesus, is what a joy to be free. But today, as we have the communion, Lord, when you spoke to Jeremiah, you said, before he was born, you knew him and set him apart and called him. So I want to thank you now as we appropriate your blood, that your call, your divine purpose for all of us has been redeemed. And so now, Father, I ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation for each and every one of us, that we will find a total release from our soul have been captured by sin and our minds captured by sin and the world system. But in you, Jesus, we have been set free to be able to now live out our true destiny in and through you, Jesus Christ. So I release destiny this morning. I just want to release the fact that the blood of Christ, from the moment of our birth, from the moment of conception, we can now begin to take hold of what God has written in the books in heaven and to live out that incredible life for us. And we thank you for that, Lord. So we celebrate, Jesus, what you have done. We celebrate your incredible body broken for us. We want to celebrate the power of your blood as we just celebrate your coming to this earth. And Father, as we conclude, we want to thank you for you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you. It was your grace. You sent Jesus Christ. This incredible, incredible love story that we live in the reality of it and partake in that. And this we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.